it is to benefit our future life. So purpose of practice and dharma is to benefit our future life. And so therefore, whether you have a positive result in your future life or not, it depends upon your present life. So if you mess up with this present life, then, you know, the future life, including intermediate stage, will be messed up as well. So therefore, we have to be very careful with this particular life by engaging in virtuous act, virtuous deed. Now, the reason why I'm saying this practicing Dharma is to benefit our future life is because if we practice just by just having the intention of just benefiting this particular life alone, then this, you know, we will, it's a very, you know, narrow way of thinking. So we must practice Dharma by recognition of one's importance of one's future life to benefit our future life. Because if you really, you know, single-pointedly just thinking about the benefits of this present life alone, then it's not, you know, this present life will never last forever. We all know that. And later or sooner, we will, the death will come into existence, which is inevitable. It is uncontrollable. We can't control over it. And when the death comes, there is no other means to really accompany us but the practice of Dharma. Practicing of Dharma, which mainly means to engage in the virtuous act, engage in the positive act, that is the practice of Dharma. And this is what really accompany us when the ultimate journey comes. And other than that, you know, you might have a name, fame, wealth, or surrounded by a wonderful, you know, siblings, but they will never ever able to actually accompany you when the time of death comes. So therefore, only the practice of the Dharma, the sincere practice of Dharma, will then accompany you, not only just to accompany you, but also enables you to have a positive result in your future life.
Naki meba, hipa de, naki meba, naki, nene meba, chiandu. Naki, hipa, main, kinji, ajo, ji, sen, sen, tana, gandu, sen, de, kwa, kuru, sen, de,
So Buddhists would always say our life is beginningless. It's always a beginningless. So if you really think carefully, it's not just we're not really, you know, this beginningless, the belief of beginningless of our life. You know, from one side, from one hand, if you look at it and think, then it's almost like it remains as a theory. But if you really think carefully, there's a rationale behind it. There's a reason behind it, why we are saying that our life is not, life is no beginning. Because when we speak about the life, or human life, or animal life, or whatever, we are not referring to the body that we have, the aggregate that we have. And those are not the life that we are really talking about. So when we speak about the life, we're really referring to the consciousness. So therefore, the consciousness itself is the beginningless. We can't really, pinpoint. It is not possible for us to actually pinpoint, this is the beginning of my consciousness, and that's the beginning of my consciousness, and so on and so forth. It is with no beginning, beginningless. And so it is the transition of our consciousness, transcend from one life to another life, and one realm to another realm, depending upon one's own karma. So if one carries more positive deeds within one's consciousness, then one will be transited to a positive rebirth. And similarly, if one carries propensities, negative propensities within one's consciousness, then one will have a negative result. So now here, when the Buddhists speak about engaging in the positive deeds and negative deeds, it's not really just a religious belief. It is a fact that if you want to have a better life, you must abandon, you must, keep a distance from engaging in negative deeds. And if you really seek a positive life and positive, future life, then one engages in the the conduct of virtue, the virtuous conduct. So this is the question here. Now, what kind of life that we really want to have in the future? Whether we want to, it is up to us. It is just in the palm of our own hand. Because the positive life and the negative life, in other words, or the fortunate or the unfortunate life, is not coming into being from no cause, nor it is a random existence. It has its own specific causes and conditions that give rise to our rebirth.
Oh, then that I'm dangerous in the jury. And then Tata Jim, how many let these? Chimakan, the Tanda Senna, these. Tata ngāndu chinti lo mēngi bāndā ālā yā tithi rīmpundi yā ndāmpo tātā yā sūnu jūdhu nōng jūdhi pēn kānsā chitū nīni tāndi bu yūnu kēndi tā kāki tāmāndi kā yūndi yā tā kāri chīti sē nā yāni chā hāmi ki līsā tōng chibā khuā rē sī kūrī tā chima kāndu tātā sēnā tī sī chima sūsū chibu tā dūpu jīn dōsā ātā dūpu jī sāng tātā sēnā tī sē yā pu jī kūrī tāndir chima ndu kūrī kūnshū lū tī kū jī ānda pū tā nā mēl pā jī kāngā lū pēn sēn jī ānda pū tā ngā tū jī kī chū tāng jī tēng kī wā yī sē nā jī jī tēng kī jī wā nā sūsū kū chū kāng jī kī yā sā mā yū nā jī nā jī jī wā chū sēng yā ndi kā ndu wā rī sē jī tāng jī chā nā kāngā tī pēn tū nā tū nā rī nā jī nā jī nā rī sē jī tāng jī tā lū pēn sēn jī kū jī kī yī nā gyawa chigi yina ti gyawa ku chigi yore. Zombo ni sikin tangji yiru huwa di gyawa chigi yina, sikin rirya ti bi gita susur ni huwa chigi yore.
So therefore, we have expression goes that whatever the life that you have is a result of your previous conduct or your previous actions. And what kind of life that you want to have in your future, it depends on your present actions. So therefore, there is an action that gives rise to its result, and then within, once you have the result, again, not just you know having result alone, you know you just accomplish the result. It's not a not an adjective, but you have accomplished the result, and within that, and you are actually engaging in a particular act that becomes an action. Again, that becomes a cause for. You know, subsequent future lives. So therefore, we have to be very careful with ourselves. In other words, actions of the body, speech, and mind, guiding one's body, speech, and mind, and not, you know, letting our actions of the body, speech, and mind influenced by negative thoughts and emotions.
ほら、なんだいじ、たんだてに、だがるもじね、がかまばりてね、ねめにになれちゅうげんでもんぼ。のやで、はまがんずたちばちじゃんれ、このぞげじゅじんどうしん、たなもとぐれ。ね、てなげんがんずらたつんでのばめるばじゃぶ。じゃ、ね、コンショルティグじゃんだぼだね、めるペンじゃんどうてじんだ。ね、このなげんがんずらや、そそぐぞくとな、んぐりえせじゃぐれ。
So therefore, if you look at the beings, among the human beings, in other words, we have a different sides of the body, different way of thinking, different behaviors, and so on and so forth. It is all because of one's own actions or the causes and conditions that one have accumulated in one's past life. And the beings who are really, you know, nice and compassionate, they are beings who are very cruel. And there are beings who are completely enlightened. And if those are there are beings who have gained a certain levels of realizations and spiritual realizations and so on, are all dependent upon its own causes and conditions.
nāmbī kī chī jīngi pēr dhāna mōmbu yore yāni nā shokē yā lōng dī nāni lāma lā chōda jī, sāngjī lā chōda jī, chū lā chōda jī ngī jī mī jī chī sēngi lōs kūnyō ngī dhāna lā chōda jī, sā tā lā chō jī gārī lāma lā chōda jī, sāngjī lā chōda jī, chū lā chōda jī, chō sā yā dā kāni rī ngā chā wā chā mā lō, nī nyā wā tā yā dā tāndā lā chā mā chū wā jī chū nō gā yā rō pā jī, sāngjī sā lā tā rū jī sā sī chō chō jī sā dī tanda yin jo ya ji su lama ta tanda yi de jo jo ni khen de la lama de sang ji chu khan de de ma to nga zo tin da jin gen ne ya tin ji zu de bi gi pe bo da bo ji de ba ta chue ne chi nga tin du ja ma zong de ke ji sho ni yi na ku ge de tu ge le ma de shen da ju tu ge ma ro de na ki kun shu song la lu ki ni nga cha ma ngen su ma ndo wa a ju na de ra de ji bin do wa de si xin tang ji cha ma pa ma yong ma ndo wa jin kunshulu jo jine, kunshulu ye she jine, shukri ya londi, pa la ma la jute, chi sanji la jute, chula jine, kinti la jute, chin se ya no. O tanda ji, nambi kisi na dochi la jiguri.
So therefore, right from the beginning of our day as a practitioner of the Dharma, one must begin one's day by taking refuge in rituals. So, I take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, in other words, and Lama Likirisya, Sangha Likirisya. So then the reason why you are actually taking refuge in Tijol is the very, you know, purpose of taking refuge in Tijol is to lay the foundation of the ethical discipline. If your actions are based upon the ethical discipline, then you will never engage in the activities that are harmful to others and self and others. You know, body, speech, and mind, the actions of the body, speech, and mind. So, right from the beginning, when we speak about taking refuge in Tijol, we must not think just mere, you know, taking refuge, you know, this, please protect me from the suffering of secular existence, or please protect me from the lorems and so on and so forth. But rather, when you take refuge in Tijols, you have to think about the reason why you are taking refuge in Tijols. We don't want to, you know, take a river in the lorems. Therefore, I take refuge in Tijols so that from now on, I'll engage in the act that becomes the causes and condition for the positive realms, for the positive result or positive deeds. That indicates that you're actually willing, voluntarily, you know, accepting yourself to engage in the virtuous deed. That is the purpose of, you know, taking refuge in Tijols. So very, very purpose of taking refuge in Tijol is to benefit other beings. And refraining from harmful acts. In other words, that is the purpose. We have to, you know about that. And because if one, say, if it is possible, as His Holiness always says, one must engage in the act that are beneficial and helpful for other beings. If that is not possible, one should at least refrain from harming others, abstain from harming others. That is the essence of taking refuge in Tijols. Based upon, you know, taking refuge in Tijols, because as the sentient beings, there is a common desire or the wish that we all have is to be happy, to be, you know, to peaceful life and so on. So in order to have a happy and peaceful life, one must refrain from harming others. If you engage in the act that are harmful to others, there is no way that you can achieve happiness. There's no way that you can have a peaceful life, period. Because so long as you are engaging, you are intending to engage in negative acts, something that brings about harm upon other beings, and the very moment, without engaging in that action, the motivation that you have is actually distracting your nature of your mind. It is distractions. You may not be able to notice that what is really going on with your mind at the moment, because you are single-pointedly, you know, focus on bringing up a harm upon someone at that moment, you become so oblivious of yourself. But if you really think carefully, the distraction is already there. It distracts your mind. And then once you have actually engaged in these actions that are, you know, harmful to others, then still the distraction will linger within your mind. So now very purpose, now if you look at this, in the very purpose of not harming others, is to benefit ourselves. So it is based on the idea of this beginningless of our life, which can really, you know, refrain you from harming other beings. Because when we speak about the beginningless of your beginningless of our life, obviously, the zillions of life that we had in the past, most of those life had the parents, right? So then when we think about that line, then we cannot really distinguish among the sentient beings who has been once on parents and who has not been once on parents. So therefore, the idea of, you know, the beginningless time of our life really, you know, helps you to, you know, to broaden your ideas of all sentient beings that have been once on parents, relatives, and so on. So therefore, when you take refuge in individuals, you're actually committing yourself. Not only just you're not engaging in the act that brings about harm upon human beings, but also entire animals, down to the insects, such as ants and so on. So you're actually committing yourself, your entire life, not taking a life of even insects. So this is a very, you know, a purpose. As a Buddhist, this is a very purpose of taking refuge in individuals.
Rangi ရောင်းငင်တိကျောက်ကြည့်ပစံကြီးရောထောကြည့်မင်းနာနဲ့စကြံတန်ကြီးစံကြီးတုံးရောမှာတော့ရောရစကြံတန်ကြီးစံကြီးရှေးရတဲ့ရောင်းငင်တိကျောက်ကြည့်ပစံကြီးရွေးနေတယ်ရောင်းငင်တိကျောက်ကြည့်ပစံကြီးရွေးတဲ့စံကြီးတင်တာသောနှစ်တုံးကရတဲ့ရေစနာရောင်းငင်ကြည့်နေမှုတူဆုံးတကယ်ဒီယာစံကြီးကစားလေခုကငွေလို့ရောင်းငင်လူတခုလူကြီးရောဂျုံမတူရောမှာတော့ရောင်းငင်ကြည့်နေမှုတူဆုံးတယ်မပတ်စုံနာအဲ့ဒီဆိုစင်တ
So now here, when we speak about taking refuge into jewels, we are taking refuge into jewels by understanding that in the future, the qualities of the Buddha, bodies, qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha can be accomplished by ourselves. We're not just mere taking refuge in three jewels and keeping oneself at a distance from the three jewels. This is not what is meant by taking refuge in three jewels. Therefore, when we take refuge in, when we take refuge in three jewels, in the in the commentaries of the refuge, taking refuge, it says there's two sets of refuge. One is the causal refuge, one is the resultant refuge. The causal refuge is the beings who have already gained state of enlightenment, such as Buddha Shakyamuni and the wisdoms and compassions of the Buddha, possessed by the Buddha, and the cessation from suffering and so on, and then the Buddha himself. And then the resultant refuge is the enlightenment that is to be achieved by ourselves. That is the resultant refuge. So all of sentient beings have a resultant refuge, because all of them, and you know, there's no such a single sentient beings who do not possess what we call the Tathagata Garbha, which is the essence of the Buddha. In other words, the Buddha nature, right? So all of them possess entire sentient beings, regardless of who they are, whether they are human beings, whether they are, the fortunate beings or the unfortunate beings, such as animal, hell beings, or predator beings, and so on and so forth. All of them, all of us actually possess this Buddha nature. It is based on this understanding of possessing Buddha nature, we speak about, you know, possibility of gaining the state of enlightenment, all other sentient beings, all sentient beings. So now, if there is no natural, you know, what we call the naturally abiding nirvana, in other words, it is also refers to your Buddha nature. If you do not have the naturally abiding, you know, enlightenment within yourself, there's simply not possible for us to achieve, to remove the stains of stains of our mind. Because there is a natural state of mind, the natural state of enlightenment that states that abides within oneself. So based on this understanding that you can remove the stains, the pollutants of this, you know, nature of our mind and gain the state of enlightenment. So if there is simply no naturally abiding enlightenment within ourselves, then there's no way that we can actually remove the stains or the defilements. So it is on this, you know, ideas, one can then, you know, become a conviction of gaining the state of enlightenment. Not only the practitioners, but also have a potential to gain the state of enlightenment of all other sentient beings.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ 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 chedere, ten rui mwana re. Ani lama la chen, sangye la chen to chen sen dere, rang lunga yin son te pa, sang sen le nungu tu son kanga te pa sang de, ni ya chi tang chi ngon son tu ten te mo sangye ki ten gong to chedere, sangye chen. Sangye lama chen sangye chen. Ani chula cho se chen sen de, tang tang anto, ding jiro ta,
When we take refuge in spirituals, in the Guru Yoga, we find that prior to taking refuge in Buddha, there's a guru to whom that we take refuge, right? Namu Guru Be, and then Namu Buddhaya, Namu Dhammaya, Namu Sanghaya. So the reason why we have the guru in the at the very first we take refuge in guru is because guru is the one that actually connects us to the state of enlightenment. Because without the guru's guidance, regardless of how profound and deep and vast teachings there may be, you will not be able to actually connect yourself to the teachings and to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, guru is the actual person who actually acts as a media between yourself and your future enlightenment. So there are a lot of Buddhas in the past, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, Kasvaya, and so on and so forth. They have gained the state of enlightenment, but so far as receiving the direct teachings of the Buddhas, Buddhist teachings, or Dharma teachings is concerned, we can receive only from one's own guru. So therefore, the reason why we have the guru in the beginning is the guru is the main source which really leads yourself to the state of enlightenment. So therefore, in the Guru Yoga, when you look at the Guru Yoga's texts, then first you will see, I take refuge in guru, then Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
Then kumama chelo ma pikin dapo tu 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 kiro chin la den de chi kuma chelo pi mo de ya le ung ro tin le mo god ma jwa ye tu go den se o tin an ne ji tu ni tu bi kiro ji ro ni ge ne mo ka ga de pa pi tu ni tu bi kiro de chang chu ge sen de ta ge zo pa ji tu la sam do zo gun sa jwa de pa pi gi yo re an go den se ga le re se na an pa pi sa ju lo ku ju lo go den se de de to ye ro tu Godense and the Kurongula. Well, Tobaki took a unit, Godense and Godense, a carrier, no more actim or Japaka handle on Godense, no more carnage, that chicken is Godense. And I'm not just on your children in Gendela to this. And Gendela there? I think I'm the children in Dadoji, I'm the Chisig and the Druid, Chinaji Jenana, and the Patu Tropo there, and Chile Gabuji, the Yabuji Yona, and so they are telling me but I get a
So then I take refuge, you know, the among the three refuge, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. So the Dharma is the actual refuge. Dharma is actual refuge because it is a Dharma that eliminates your sickness of all the defilements. So therefore, when we take refuge in individuals, considering oneself as a sick person, and the Buddha as a physician who prescribes medications, and the Dharma is the actual medicine. It is taking the medicine of Dharma, one will be able to, one can alleviate oneself from this, the sickness of delusions, sickness of the defilements. And then, of course, we need a companion. When we actually engage in the practice, we really need a companion such as the Sangha community. So so what is meant by Sangha community is a Sangha community, you know, must be someone who inspire you, someone who actually, you know, assists you in practicing Dharma. So while one is engaging in the practice of the Dharma, if one associate with a negative person and someone who always talks about, who always, you know, think about the negative way and who always talks about the negative things and who always engages in the negative acts bodily and so on, then this will, for as initial practitioners, we get influenced very easily by that. So therefore, companion, you know, in other words, a company is very, very important for us to have a positive, have a virtuous company, in other words. So therefore, with this, you know, if the physician actually prescribes the medications, and if one ignore to actually, you know, if one really ignore to take the medications, then there's no cure for your sickness. Similarly, we find a good teacher and receiving the teachings of the Dharma if you do not take it. In other words, if you do not practice, then there's no use. It will not help us to alleviate from sufferings. It will not become a remedy to one's defilements.
我等的，等到现在就俺就打去见罗子，见那几个家乡嘛个等待的嘛。那等到现在就俺就绿的，可能我个感觉就云南样，那绿的亚呢，山的，等到俺就山上讲个山这个的，俺大江的山的，刚才的山的个，那个恐怕算得的绿的。那到了山的，不跟个他哪去的罗个，哪去他去吧的。 现在打抗造的六个月的，抗造各种五位七八种五种，那抗造的叫什么六个月的？叫蛤蟆呢？当地把都现在六个月的，叫蛤蟆可能六个月的。那绿的干六个月的。那等到现在绿的干六个月的，俺叔叔他姐姐他，那他那就拿那他的皮筋没得什么意思，等到就直接就开除拿。那俺就等到就开除拿，那俺就打起绿的嘛个，那叫什么个上？ 趁着了把天下去，把嘛个在那嘛去，把那俺叫吃嘛了，把那弄呢，那吃嘛的，其他啥，你等到那天大家莫不给了。有点生气，等把咱等到进来家里，主要是时间长就给等于解脱啊，咻，上上那不就忙了到？你看看俺老妈了，觉得就生气了，觉得去了，觉得进个，进了，觉得中毒，去看看那个的，看那嘛就要去。那你在那就嘛，你那姐姐留着，你留着，是打的留留俺就好过的，等那人等到上的嘛当然接你。 俺那买俺去啊，等把中了，多少是时间长就给拿过黑油缸，俺去多少修，俺冬天弄啊，就时间长基本都上冬天了去办，大学的也读过了，俺都这几年，中考那个那叔叔那去的中考那个人呢，现在上个星期包括留的爸妈留的，但是是另外的黑个的上那个什么的，大连的送你们俺都发过个嘛，俺都是几年，那现在有了嘛了，工作上了就是亲。
什么情况？你说嘛，对吧？他给你叫啊，叫多少就是去打伞，多少就是现在就是平头机动啊，就说啥子忙了，得就可以不的。现在的路全部就开的，今天这些嘛，单单的嘛，打把现在的，给这给这呢，单单的那工单员们工单的学个嘛，还是发过嘛的。去的早些嘛，用东的那的去过的。
Sudama is a special remedy for sickness of the defilements, in other words. Because if you look at our actions, most of the time, as ordinary beings, our actions of the body and speech are very much influenced by our thoughts, our intentions. And we have no control over it. In fact, we are controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions, our minds and our motivations. And we are enslaved by our thoughts and our mind. Let's take an example of, you know, someone who is mentally unstable. And such a person will engage in a very, you know, strange act. Why such a person is engaging in such an act? A very strange act is he's not voluntarily doing that. It is not a voluntary basis. It is completely influenced by his or her mind. So he has no control over it. In the same manner, we are all actually, you know, commanded by our own mind. It commands us all the time. Therefore, we ended up engaging in all kinds of actions that are harmful to oneself and others. So we have no control over our mind. So now, how can we really, you know, take control of it? It's by taking the medication of Dhamma. So this mind, the mental state that we have right now, is really influenced by anger, hatred, jealousy, attachment, and so on. So all those negative thoughts and emotions are swamped and our mind is, the nature of our mind is completely swayed by this, negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, when we generate a strong attachment, we engage in actions followed by following the negative thoughts. And when we generate strong anger, then we follow these thoughts and we engage in negative thoughts, negative acts, and so on. So we, you know, if you really look at ourselves, we are really, you know, under the control of our mind, under the domination of our mind, particularly the negative states of thoughts and emotions. And so now, how can we really get rid of this? How can we really, you know, be distance ourselves from that kind of negative thoughts and emotions? It's by taking medication of Dharma. First of all, one must understand the destructive nature of those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger. What kind of result that we may gain out of it? If we really let ourselves, if we really embrace those negative thoughts and emotions, come into our own, you know, our own hearts and emotions, then what kind of result there will be? What kind of functions of those negative thoughts and emotions? And if you are really able to deepen insight into the nature of those negative thoughts and emotions, then you will have a strong wish to get rid of that. Because this is such a, you know, how do you call it? It's harmful. It's very, very harmful to all of us. It's very harmful to oneself and as well as other beings. So we don't want to have something that is harmful to ourselves. Because most of the time, the problem with us is we remain unchecked. We don't check those, and we don't really, you know, be even skeptical about those. When that anger arises, we embrace them, we let them come, and then making a story out of it, in fact. Oh, I'm angry because of this and that, and so on and so forth. And we make a big story out of it, and then we increase that, and we kind of embracing this anger within us. So this is how we are really controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions. So now practicing the Dharma, having taken refuge in Dharma, we need to reverse that.
Oh, then that then the conclusion is that the conclusion is that link the kini. I think because kini that kini ni na min taki kini ari ni na min na ma topa dena saju bolu link the kija na conclusion tega na mi gisi gisi tugri. I'm under kinda. Among Langa and Dundran Dugris and Rogiso Sum Dugri. So don't do no kind of race and running to the Jibin go dancing at running to Nemuk and Mapa, they can Nemuk run the Kanga, take running to Nemus and the Char, get down, Kuntro, Shogan, your old lot of some guitar to my Maripa, singing the Mabaz of Guru. Well, the name Mabaz of Hiba, take a Mabaz Zoguri, taking the Chaka Don Mazo Tadillo. Running with your Sanji, some Dodich in the Nemo de Mabazoni, and the source of the Andrea, Mato Jigi, Yent, what got you dragging, what and Jigi, Giandro, what an energy.
So it is by taking refuge in three jewels, Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, one then embark upon what we call the unmistaken path. Right? Because the guru is the one actually navigates us by showing us an unmistaken path. And then we are the one who is actually embarked
embarking upon this path. So therefore here, when we speak about the path, now, up, you know, right from the beginning, let's sum up until now, we let ourselves, you know, to be controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions. And our negative thoughts and emotions are driven by which we call ignorance, which is the root cause of all those negative thoughts and emotions. And now, what we need to do is now, up until now, we are actually navigated by those negative thoughts and emotions. And following that, we always end up, you know, embarking upon a wrong path. Now, at this time, I come to realize that from the beginningless time up until now, I'm completely overpowered, I'm completely dominated by those negative thoughts and emotions. And I've been following that, and there hadn't been anything, a positive result. So from now on, I'll do my best to follow the path that is shown by one's, you know, qualified teachers or the gurus, so that I will try my best to, you know, stick to the right path. So now here, when we speak about the, you know, right path, it's by not letting ourselves, you know, influenced by those negative thoughts and emotions, anger, hatred, jealousies, and so on. Yes, we should take
it. Hurry, Tadari. Can
we take 10, 15 minutes break?
Come on. Hurry, Tadari. Tell you, yes, it's a good word. Lama Lachin Sanji, that controls on this. Dana Lama Sanji, you put it, TJ, not the watching India, taking us under Kunri, Kuni, Chihi, Tigre. I choose again the carriages and the corner with Chihi and I was studying him over here. I took the dubuting and I took the new moon, the shaki down Kunduson. I take a near put the la candidate and new moon, they get so to get back and watch the Rama, Ransu to Pati, handy beer. Chick controls don't be hero, they get. I think you can't get a job. Godin landed the Langatikans on the Mugi, and Godin the Ranga Yunumu, and the Pat Numugan and the Pamapazo, the Yamamus, and the Command in the Kuchilo, and Pisa Yam, the Maka, the Nugodin, the Chong Kini, Sigur. And then Chalan Landin Godin, Godin, and the Pat Numugan and the Pamapazo, the Yamamus, and the Command in the Kuchilo, and Pisa Yam, the Maka, the Nugodin, the Chong Kini, Sigur. And then Chalan Landin Godin, Godin, and the Pat Numugan and the Pamapazo, the Yamamus, and the Command in the Kuchilo, and Pisa Yam, the Maka, the Nugodin, the Chong Kini, Sigur. And then Chalan Landin Godin, Godin, and the Pat Numugan and the Pamapazo, the Yamamus, and the Command in the Kuchilo, and Pisa Yam, the Maka, the Nugodin, the Chong Kini, Sigur. And then Chalan Landin Godin is Pachukuzi metal jibanga mana dujajun, tetam dinin a karichikuman, tetakin susa tenagi chandogiri, Chochisa de la Pangi, Nekon shoes in the pam. Yen a pensain you can, shoot the witchy be again, and all the paki in a susa tenagi chajuri. What an adjuri. What an age I do, Nek Chilamala to the song Mamba did on you. So the clown again to Pachuchin de Landran de la Chi was a tether lot to Nara Pambuyuri. So,
so, when we speak about taking refuge in teachings, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, so we are not really emphasizing on having mere faith, faith alone. The faith alone is not adequate here, taking refuge in teachings. Faith based on reasoning, that is what we call. Faith based on reasoning. It's very, very important. Because if there's no reason, and then once faith becomes a blind faith, and there's not a real faith, in other words, then this the very faith that we have will become a really vulnerable. It can be, you know, the faith can be vanished in no time. Because if someone comes and explains it, if you have a strong faith in such and such things, thinking that this is the positive, this is a great, you know, from the depth of your heart, and if someone comes and gives you a different explanation about that particular phenomena to whom that you take refuge, and then your impression and your way of thinking will completely change. Because you haven't really, your faith is not really grounded upon the reasonings. So therefore, faith grounded upon reasoning, that is called irreversible faith. As long as you know the reasonings, as long as there is a rationale behind this, then no one can destroy that. Because you know, if someone comes and explains it to you, this is not right, and you know that it's right. So therefore, faith based on reasoning. In the Buddhist, faith plays a very, actually the faith plays a very important role in our practice, but this must be grounded upon reasonings. So therefore, when we take refuge in teachings, particularly we talk about the taking refuge in Dharma, which is the actual refuge. Why we call the Dharma as actual refuge is that Dharma is the one that actually alleviates us from the suffering. That is the main, remedy for all our sufferings. Because it is through the internalizing the Dharma, one will be able to identify the source of our suffering. And source of our suffering can be eradicated by means of taking the medication of Dharma, taking the medicine of Dharma. So here, speaking about the source of our suffering, which is obedience, ignorance, right? This is the source of our sufferings. Ignorance is the one that gives rise to all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions. It is because of those arisal or the generation of negative thoughts and emotions, one after another, keeps us in the cycle of suffering, keeps us in the cycle of suffering nature existence. So now, taking Dharma, how can the Dharma actually eradicate the source of our suffering, which is the ignorance, is because why the ignorance gives rise to all those negative thoughts and emotions is because ignorance is perceived things opposite of how you know actually they are. How they are. In other words, the way of understanding of all things and even by the ignorance is a distorted, is a incorrect. So if we are to follow those distorted thoughts and distorted minds, and there will be no result for us at all in our let's take an example of our day-to-day life. If you believe there is something that is not there, and if you follow that path and go there, and then you will have nothing. In the same manner, but ignorance is always like this. It's just ignorance actually deceives us all the time, because the ignorance perceived things as the concrete existence, whereas the dharma, which is the path, the mainly dharma refers to the path and the cessation. The cessation and the path lead to the path leading to the cessations. The path enables you to understand how things really are. So therefore, those two mental states, one is one that perceives things as a concrete existence, whereas other sees the things that is lack of intrinsic identity, an intrinsic reality, intrinsic existence. So therefore, both of those two mental states are actually, the focusing on one particular object, but their mode of apprehension is opposite, contradictory to each other. So now, the other one, the one that understands the lack of identity of intrinsic reality, what we call this is the wisdom, which has a valid support, which is a valid thought, whereas the other, the ignorance, which sees everything as exists as it appears to them, as it appears to us, and perceive things as intrinsically real, it's what we call distorted thoughts. So therefore, once this valid thoughts, which is the wisdom, the force of the wisdom increases, then the other force, the other state of the state of mind, which is ignorance, which diminishes gradually. This is the nature of the opponents, because these two doesn't really coexist for a longer period of time. So therefore, these two do not exist, coexist without undermining other. So therefore, as you gradually increase and develop or enhance your understanding of things in event, as they are, then the ignorance will diminish. So therefore, if the ignorance is, the force of the ignorance is reduced, then the the other negative thoughts and emotions that give rise to the ignorance will diminish gradually. So this is how we actually cleanse our mind. This is how actually we embark upon a spiritual path to find, to eradicate our sufferings. Because the suffering we suffer all are given rise by our negative thoughts and emotions. As long as there is negative thoughts and emotions and ignorance within us, we're not free from suffering at all. Regardless of who we are, whether we are president, whether we are, highly, ranking government officials, whether we are wealthy, and so on and so forth, as long as you have this, you are not free of suffering at all. So therefore, suffering can be eradicated by means of cultivating Dharma, in other words, which is path,
that leads to cessation.
When that and I into the dark, just on the song is Tumba Ganajin, since the yard of the Mumbusun, when it's in Kadanga, the Kun to pay any, Tame bin on the Sanji Jibun, Tame bin Nabatan, do the G, choose of Tanaji, Tanaji Padu, Sanji Timba Tarajin, Memon with Tarajin, the Kun Kodajin would. And then I said, the Susan Gina, no Koyan and that, many Kupan W and that, the Negro Sanji.
Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and greats highly realized spiritual, highly realized beings who came to this world to turn the will of Dharma, to teach the Dharma. It's all to alleviate the sufferings of all sentient beings by identifying, by introducing the negative state of mind, first of all, and how this negative state of mind affects our life. And what kind of remedy is needed to overcome those negative states of minds? If you look at those different sets of teachings, you know, there might be a different name, but so long as the actual functions of the teachings are concerned, it's all to have a, you know, compassion for other beings and understand your own mind and to identify one's own negative states of mind and deepen insight into the nature of negative states of mind and try to eradicate these negative states of mind. So all the teachings, we cannot find a teaching that doesn't really address overcoming of our negative states of mind. So I say, you know, we'll take questions. More time for you guys to have some questions.
Okay. So the Dharmakaya, just the Dharmakaya, like I guess it's supposed to be Buddha's mind or something. And so like
how does it look like? Dharmakaya? Is that a question?
Yeah.
Okay. How does Dharmakaya look like? That's the question, right? I want to understand.
Do you see the Dharmakaya?
How do you recognize it?
What is it? What is the definition?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question very clearly.
What is the
Dharmakaya?
Even more strict, what is the
Dharmakaya? Okay. Sure.
She's a dang on the Sanji, but at the Zenon, Sanji is soon going to Yoruba.
So, let's say you'll try to do it in a very short and very comprehensive. So, the wisdom of the Buddha
is a Dhammakaya, and then the nature of that wisdom is a Dhammakaya. So in other words, there's a nature to the body and then wisdom to the body. So wisdom to the body is the wisdom of the Buddha, and the particular nature of this wisdom, right? The emptiness of that wisdom, in other words, is the nature to the body. So there are two Dhammakayas. That's what he said, okay.
You talk about trying to refrain from negative thoughts, negative actions, stuff like that. So if we would happen to have negative thoughts or do negative actions in another religion like Catholicism, if you would do that, you would have penance or reconciliation with a priest. Is there anything like that in Buddhism where if you do something wrong, or is it just on us to get better?
Catholics and Yoruba. Then Aliya, Chick Michigita, Chick Miguel Lelia, Tambaina, Miguel Chavali Tambaina, Delia Yankoronso, Chick, Issue Ganel Kron, Laman de Salpa, Tojichen, Shazanja Yoruba, and Tagana Jinganzu, Nangven Aliya, Chick Miguel Lelia Tambaina, and Delia.
小家家的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,可能,蛮巴比的,
In fact, it says there's no such a negative act that you have committed cannot be purified by your practice of your purifications. So we have a lot of different kinds of purification practice. So, you know, once you have act, when you have already completed engaging in those acts, and then later on that you know this is not right, and then you always, we always have a purification practice for it, practice to it.
How can we increase knowing the Buddha nature? I know it's, you know, one of the ways from the discussion is to begin to, you know, eliminate all the negative thoughts and feelings, because this is what, you know, and the ignorance, this is what obscures all the Tathagata. But what other practice perhaps start doing to get a glimpse of it and get more habituated to it?
That's a Krangyulya. Krangyulya, that's a Krangyuniri Yusugurva. Sanji, 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 Kuri Yusugurva. But then the Krangyuniri, the any Susu Rangyuli Yogate, Chick, that Hagwalia, that Chick, Chidan, that Rangyuli Yus, Chichi Chamanzu, Ishe Samrovas. Chidan, that Ishe Sam member, Susu Monea, Chick, Shadow Yogaton, the Kanda. Topos in the Maria, that's the Hagwalia, Kargar Chores. He sees a member. He
sees on the Hagwag and Chitel and the Nippy, Susan Tangarang, and the Higa two in a. And the Higa on a Kunoga man, Yalon Rabaji, the Ban, Najing Rang, keep at the Mandar Rabat energy, no to be roa. In the Yashiki, which Sunday Rang the Hisa. Yashiki checking in a, and Najing Rangi, he said that Jidan Mandar.
Yes. So, just saying, this is like, you know, when you, at the moment, you know, it's very hard for us, but if you take a moment of not really, you know, to able to block all those thoughts, elaborations, and then you're able to just single-pointedly remain your mind you remain yourself and in the actual nature of your mind. It's you will feel like some kind of stillness, like an ocean. On the surface, ocean is really, you know, there's waves and ripples and so on and so forth. But when you go deeper at the oceans, there's always stillness, the stillness of the nature of ocean. The stillness is there. In the same way, if you are able to take a 1 second of that, to be able to yourself to forget about all those, not running after those negative, thoughts and, you know, mental thoughts and emotions, you're able to still yourself, you know, just to, and there's a chance that we might get a little glimpse of the nature of our mind, or in other words, the Tathagatagarbha. So this is the process of learning, but it's really takes a long time for us to really to get closer to understand the existence of the Buddha nature within us.
So we should do that as often as we can, and maybe at night as well.
This is one thing. Sometimes the Namdo Gaze Kato to Chiyado, the Monarchic Pager of Chikonsa, Namjo of Gaze Kato to Chiyado, the Nenichi, the Night Kanda Konda, the Ningun Karimbian, and some done the Tigro was. There's no specific time. Whenever the time that you think is suitable, just go ahead and do it.
I have a question about the refugee, where the refugee really is. In other words, if you don't practice the Dharma, then it's not going to do you any good. So you have to have some level of resolve to practice it, and then determination and confidence in the resolve to practice it. So is the refuge really ultimately not so much in Dharma, but more in our resolve to practice it? Can you look at it like that? You know, determination, like confidence, and that determination. Because in other words, are we really taking refuge ultimately in our own selves and our own effort?
Okay. Let me think. Did I get all questions? So I'm kind of a little bit not very clear yet to me. I'm sorry. Can you repeat once again?
Yeah, maybe I can just ask you to some other time and we can do a direct translation of what I'm saying. You know, the word for word translation, as if that's possible. As opposed to you trying to paraphrase.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe that's not the time. I think this is a good.
Yeah.
If you can paraphrase
that would really good. Yeah, I was in.
I was saying, at what point are you actually taking refuge? You know, because if you don't actually practice Dharma, it doesn't do any good to say that you're taking refuge. Is that correct? So, is the actual refuge in doing the practice or somewhere else? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, is it ultimately us taking refuge in our own,
actions
and ability, in our own confidence and our abilities and determination of resolve?
Is the refuge really in our resolve?
Intention. Refuges. Okay? You got it? Can you tell me once again? My brain is not working.
What the refuge actually is.
Okay.
Is it our resolve to practice? What we do in our, you know, in our daily lives, you know, is that the refuge, or is it something else that leads to maybe this? leads to those things.
Okay. Koi sora din sa ta kendro che wa ta ko ba so kar yin be na sa ko din sa re che tang an zo kendro che sang yi che wa zo le kendro kyo zo to ya de che ta so zo ni re gi jawa chur ba jawa chur ba jawa de chen be ka le ya jawa de le ya ni che jawa nyen ba tok ta bi jawa nyen ba te ba ka ta bi ya ti chego ro be ti chi da kemri ta khanda so ko ba so ro shi ta khanda kemri che na kemri che be ko ba so ro shi kares
yu ba so na ba de ro ta nga pi ti chama ni zu ma ro na ba de na ji chi rong ge be na la na ma ke na ga so chang chama de na ji ro na wa de tin de ma ro wa chi ba ji de che zen de li ni ya chi rong ba chi ro ji li ti gi na ten ku
So when you talk about taking refuge in three jewels, as you all may be familiar with that, there are three ways in which we take refuge in three jewels, right? I take Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. One is to take refuge in three jewels based on small scope, medium scope, and then the great scope. So this is what kind of result that you want to have by taking refuge in three jewels. If you want to take refuge in three jewels, the purpose of having a rebirth in a high realms, and you could do this by following the teachings of engaging in 10 virtue sections. And if you want to get a better result, even better result than this, then not only just you are, engaging in 10 virtue sections and abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions, then you need to practice the 12 links of dependent originations, which enables you to understand how you can advance your taking refuge in three jewels. In other words, not only just have a result as a high rebirth, but also completely beyond that state, which is the nirvana, which is the state of liberation. And then there's another again, was it the most advanced way of taking refuge in three jewels is to take generation of bodhicitta. Of course, wisdom realizing emptiness. With this two, combination of these two, then take you to the final result. So this is the three ways in which we take a refuge in three jewels.
This is actually not a question, but it's an illustration in a way of this lesson today. A friend recently told me, who's more or less Christian, but very interested in Buddhism, and Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a Mahayana Vietnamese teacher, very often. Some years ago, almost died, and was in the hospital, and found themselves very aware, but apart from their body, and realized their body was, that their physical existence was falling away from them. And then realized, oh, I'm dying. And then thought, oh, but I'm still aware. And thought, the Buddhists are right. And then she thought, Barbara, I'm not ready. mercy thought. And then I have to go someplace else. I'm really not ready. So, and then it happened that you know, she was medically somehow brought back and so on. And so, but as a sort of Christian, she still doesn't know what to make of it, but I'm just saying that's such an illustration of, you know, just the whole process of moving on, and then also what not having stable faith can do, because she didn't see it in terms of Christianity. It only made sense to her in terms of Buddhism.
The Lohashi Chikwanliya Moran Tomochi Menganaliya
Yeah, sometimes, of course, due to the very intense sickness, it may create some kind of hallucination within our mind. That's a possibility. But of course, if someone is really having experience of near death, it's not strange at all. There are many who had an experience of near death. So then, you know, if whoever that she think is an authentic teacher, such as Thich Nhat Hanh, she should stick to that particular teacher. And then, because if that is a really, you know, the experience that she had at that time, really something that is really, she think is really correspond to the reality, then there's an indication that she has an imprint within her that there's after death, a life after death still. And you're leaving your body aside, and then your consciousness still, you know, apart from your
your body, and it's still transient from one life to another life. And this is a strong imprint that she has. So in which case, she should stick with the teacher whom she thinks is the best, as good, and that's really become a spiritually influential for her. Such as Thich Nhat Hanh, it's a really great teacher. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. This is all.
Because you did.
Oh, what's
the prophet of refuge reminded me of something that the Gongkhar Rinpoche had
Who Rinpoche?
Gongkhar Rinpoche.
Oh, Gongkhar Rinpoche, okay. So Gisela is saying here, yes, when we take a refuge, you know, as we mentioned earlier, there is a causal refuge and the resultant refuge, right? So resultant refuge is the one's own enlightenment that is to be achieved. Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So now, here, and your free purpose of taking refuge in three jewels right now is to achieve those three jewels within ourselves, within us. And so now, it's the future refuge that is to be achieved, spiritual that is to be achieved is, you know, ultimately it's the enlightened beings. So it is a worthwhile to take a refuge in the rituals. I mean, the resultant, resultant refuge. So it is. It will also strengthen your motivation of actually engaging in the practice of the Dharma when you think about the resultant refuge, which is resultant refuge, which is to be achieved by yourself in the future. And if you know the quality and the excellent qualities of what we call the enlightened, excellent enlightened qualities, then you will also able to know that the resultant refuge, which is your own enlightenment of the future. So when you come to understand this clearly within you, then this will really, you know, strengthen your motivations and your interest in taking refuge in Sri Jewels. So this is what the Gichila thinks is main purpose of taking refuge in your resultant state as well. But of course there are a lot of explanations that you could find in a different text and you know, commentaries. It's a very, you know, short answer, but you know, it's a very elaborate teaching that we may find in what we call the resultant refuge commentaries. It's a, you know, and I think three volumes, volumes of that, yeah, three volumes of that. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Very good.
The beginning
of
page 23
and 24, present teachings, and then switching, skipping to page 28
of auspicious wishes. Sabe, Zambo Jeche Roto Omaji.